Okay, motherfucker. What is this? I just hit a button by... I hate hitting buttons by mistake here. On my Audacity record... What the fuck is that? What is that, man? I hit it by mistake. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, is it a delay? Testing. I don't know what the fuck that was. What is it? Recording channels. What is this? Sync lock tracks. Oh, that's interesting. So if I'm recording in double channel, or if I'm in multiple channels, it's going to sync them and lock them. Why is this loud enough? Why am I yelling? Anyway, welcome to the pre-show, folks. The pre-show is always a little bit of technical. It's always me just, let's turn this fan off. I know it's probably loud. It's very hot motherfucking state, Florida, you know. Now, summertime is very hot in California, as you know. Those of you who've been with me for a while, you would always hear me say, holy fuck, it's hot down here. And I had my big portable air conditioner. Here, I have a big goddamned air conditioning unit like nothing I've ever seen before. This fucking place has got a, like, refrigeration unit. And when that motherfucker fires off, it is like a wind tunnel. All right, so we continue our vacation week, such as it is. Vacation, I ain't done shit. The one thing I have done, or I've attempted to do, is catch up on sleep. Catch up on sleep, get some technical shit hammered out with my close personal friend, Adam Chavez. And also, we did some stuff for, you know, the video. We have some actually live video, B-roll, whatever the fuck you want to call it, background. See, do you hear that? That's the fucking air conditioner kicking on. It's a loud motherfucker. So, we'll have an ocean. Remember back in California, we had the Pacific Ocean? We're going to have the Atlantic Ocean. And got some really good B-roll of the Atlantic Ocean. All done with the iPhone, man. We didn't do it with the, you know, stationary camera or anything like that. And also at the very, we just got one track, you know, we'll get more than one, but on this particular little clip, there's a guy that comes into the shot at the very end, a guy walking. So you'll see, when you see this sort of background of the Atlantic Ocean, every minute you'll see a guy walking behind me and then disappear off to the left, the screen left, to my right. Does anybody give a shit? Okay, let's do this. All right, so today we continue with some Rory MacLeod specials. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. Hear my words, so am I. Like da-da-dee-dee-dee. All right, let me see. The sound of silence. 10,000 people, maybe more. Good. Get so fucking tired of this shit. Get down on it. Let me see. Let's. Can a state pass a law regulating the uniform of a federal officer working within its borders? Let's see. Can a state pass a law regulating the uniform of a federal officer working within its borders? Question mark. And the answer is, under the U.S. Constitution Supremacy Clause, federal law is the supreme law of the land and takes precedence over conflicting state law. Therefore, generally speaking, a state cannot pass a law regulating the uniform of a federal officer within its borders. This is because federal officers are performing duties derived from federal law and are thus protected by the Supremacy Clause from state laws that would interfere with those. It is a state law. If a state attempts to regulate the uniform of federal, it would likely be challenged and overturned as an unconstitutional infringement. While the Supremacy Clause ensures federal law generally reigns supreme, disputes between state and federal law often involve statutory interpretation rather than the core principle itself. In areas where the federal government has significant regulatory involvement, preemption is less likely to apply unless Congress's intent to preempt is clear. In essence, the federal government has the authority to regulate its own officers and their uniforms, and states cannot impose their own regulations on them. Get down on it. An interesting issue is whether a state may prosecute a federal officer for breach of state criminal law. Well, I don't think I was the answer is no, because the federal official has immunity from the state criminal law derived from carrying out federal law or duties. The threshold issue is that... Well, all I can tell you is, yes, in terms of uniform, just watch your motherfucking step. Just watch your goddamn step. Because you're not allowed to break the fucking law. You're not allowed to break state law. Understand that. This shit is going to come to a head. It really is. And it isn't going to be pretty. And I'll just leave it at that. All right, so. Didn't mean to get political there. We have coming up today on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, a very interesting show. The show is going to be an encore presentation, and this is from October of 2021, I believe. It's part two of the marvelousness that is our good brother's, what's the guy's name again? Dr. Barn and William Brown. Doctors Barn and Brown. Now, where is the goddamn thing? Because Rory had it. I mean, he posted it. What the fuck is this? 6 days ago. Where is this fucking thing, man? I just saw it a minute ago. Get down on it. Come on, goddammit. Oh, here it is, yeah. This is October 25th, 2021. Interesting. So let's just do it, huh? Sorry. Got distracted in our pre-show today. Sue Price, a member of our Circle of Taste. She is of the three Circle of Taste gals, Anais, Linda Brulee, and Sue Price. Anais, how do you pronounce your last name, Anais? Is it Luna? You have such a beautiful first name. I don't even know. I forget your last name. But the three of those guys showed up at the live show at Theater West, and then they proceeded to go down the street to the local bar and raise hell as the Circle of Taste women. All right. Monday, October 25th. So here we go. I love you.